Hello, my good boy. I've been thinking about you. Thinking about this moment when I give you a joy challenge. All you need is a shoelace, small piece of string, something you can use to tie that needy cock and balls with. Oh, and a pillow. Or blanket of some kind. You know, things from your treasure box. Things from the submission training. Something that's comfortable to kneel on would be helpful. In a minute here, I'm going to be telling you to kneel. And you might be there for a while, so I want you to make sure you have something that allows you to do that for me. Go get it if you don't have it. Oh, and you shouldn't be wearing any clothes either. Those serve no purpose. If you're not naked already, strip them off for me. That's right. I'll give you a minute to get prepared. You'll know when you're ready because you'll be naked and on your knees. With that shoelace close by. As you do that, I just had a thought. Calling this a joy challenge isn't really accurate. It's not much of a joy. Today you're not going to be jerking off. In fact, you won't be doing much touching at all. Not in the traditional sense. And it's not really a challenge either, since all you'll be doing is following my commands. And that's easy for a good boy like you, isn't it? You've been following my commands for a while. And your body has been trained to know how much you enjoy it, how good it feels to do as you're told. How incredible your body is when it responds to me. Inevitably, those good feelings come. Come as a result of doing what I tell you to. So I suppose we can't really call this a challenge then, can we? If you're not jerking off, and if following my commands is now easy for you, it's simply a session with me. A session with Miss Wendy. You might like that title better anyways. Simply another training session. It gives what we're going to do a sense of mystery. An openness. We could be doing literally anything together in the next few moments. How does that feel? But this is not just another session, is it? It's a session with me, your mistress, your dominatrix. That gives it a sense of excitement, a sense that you trust me to guide you, and that in that experience, there might be something new for my baby boy. So tell me, are you ready to begin another session with Miss Wendy? Did you say it out loud? Did you say yes, Miss Wendy? Don't forget your lessons. You will need them. Today. That's my good boy. Now let me look at you. Down there on your knees. Naked. On display. Do you want to know what I see? I see my lost boy. Trained. And ready. I see I didn't even have to tell you to get hard. Simply hearing my voice, hearing me purr into your mind, along with all the past experiences that you've had, and your body responds. When you hear my voice, you inevitably feel pleasure. It's enough to make your cock swell and throb. It's inevitable, like gravity. You are in my orbit now, dancing with me as I penetrate your mind. When you listen to my voice, you feel pleasure. And then in the end, I tell you whether or not you're actually allowed to come, don't I? If I allow it, you milk your cock for me. Stroke it exactly how I tell you to. Pumping rope after rope of cum from your balls up into your cock. Into an explosion. That sticky cum going everywhere. If I deny you, you stop. And you just have to watch that swollen cock throb, twitch, while pre-cum drips, drips, drips out of that sensitive tip. Sometimes when I'm feeling cheeky, whether or not you get to come is based on a game, isn't it? Sometimes it's chance. It's lady luck. Sometimes it's whatever I feel like in the moment. For all you know, I have a magic eight ball in my booth and I just shake it and let that evil ball decide. I love games. You know that. And if you're listening, chances are you love playing those games with me too, don't you? There are times when I want you to come, don't I? But what I really want is for you to ruin your orgasm. And so you do as you're told and you come. Even after you've stopped touching your cock, frustrated, but so obedient, my boy, my good boy. But the bottom line is that when I tell you to come, no matter how I'm telling you to come, no matter what position you're in, no matter what we've been talking about, you come for me, don't you? It's inevitable. That gravity of me slingshotting you around the center in my orbit into pleasure. Today, I want you to come. I wonder how you feel hearing that. You are allowed to come whenever you are able to. I want you to come. You just aren't allowed to touch. You aren't allowed to touch your cock. You must focus. Focus on my voice. How it makes you feel. Focus on how certain words I say make you feel. Close your eyes. Relax for me, baby boy. Melt. Breathe deeply. Do you remember box breathing? I'm sure I've taught it to you at some point. Four counts on each side. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Hold, Breathe with me. Good boy. Now breathe deeply. Breathe normally. Allow your automatic breathing responses to take hold, but try to make sure you aren't breathing shallowly. As your body begins to relax, focus on your mind. On all the sensations running through your body. Feel them, baby boy. Think about the feeling you had when I told you to get on your knees. On your knees for me. Yes. Being in that submissive position sent feelings through you. Maybe excitement, curiosity, arousal, skipping along the synapses of your body. Yes. After all, you knew in that moment that you were a good boy for me. Good boys get down on their knees when they are told. That's right. Think about the feelings you had when I told you that I want you to come today. Was that a wave of arousal? Of warmth? Tingle? Of a sexual pleasure that washed over you. Did your muscles twitch? Cock throb? Did those feelings run up and down your body? Up and down your cock? Latch onto those good feelings for me when you feel them. Allow them to build. Invite them to course through your body as you start to feel those good feelings grow. Oh, that's right. I want you to feel good, pet. Be a good boy. The more you feel that sexual pleasure, the more you build it. Oh, the more good feelings you feel. Just like when you stroke your cock for me. It builds and it builds and builds until you are sent over the edge. Because I've given you permission to come, you will today. But I want to ratchet up the pressure. I want to make you swell more. I want to make your cock swell and throb more. Make you want to burst even more for me. That is why I asked you to bring the shoelace. So that you can bind your cock and balls. This is the touching that you will be doing. Get that string ready. Yes, you can open your eyes for this part. It's not complicated. In fact, you've done it before. But you don't want to be doing it blind, silly pet. Take the shoelace, fold it in half, make it so one hand is holding both free ends, and the other hand is holding the middle of the shoelace. Now take the two free ends and loop them through the middle bit you're holding in your other hand. See that hole? Do you remember that hole? Do you remember what it's for? Do you get a thrill of pleasure looking at that? Knowing what you're going to do? My naughty, slutty good boy. You want naughty things, don't you? Now put your cock and balls through that hole for me. That's right. Slip it all the way to the base and then tighten that loop. Orient it so that where you are cinching, the shoelace is tight right under your balls. Close to your taint. Tighten it around your cock and balls tightly, but at a level that you are comfortable with. Take good care of what is mine. Yes. Tight, but not painful. Good boy. Now twist the free ends together 3 or 4 times and bring that twisted part up so it sits between your balls again. Do you remember this? Separate the free ends and wrap them around the outside of each ball individually. Separate them. Wrap it around twice, baby boy. And then tie that shoelace off at the bottom, right behind your balls. Are you ready? Are you ready for me? So now you have the base of your cock and balls tied off, along with each of your balls tied off individually. So sexy. Knowing that your skin is pulled tight and that the pressure is going to start to build. That it's going to feel even more powerful when you come for me. Close your eyes again. I want you to focus all of your mental energy on that gravity. The gravity of me pulling you toward pleasure. You may open your eyes from time to time if you wish. If you want to see what is being done to you. If you want to see my throbbing cock. To see the pre-cum that's inevitably going to leak out. That's where I will be looking after all. I'll be looking back and forth between your hard, throbbing, dripping cock and your adorable straining face. Oh, baby boy, you are adorable. I want to see all the expressions that flit across your mind. All those micro expressions as they leak out on your face, no matter how hard you try to hide them. No neutering your pleasure. Do you remember, baby boy? I want to hear you today. I want to see on your face how you feel. I'm so pleased that the tie was familiar. I know that if you listen to this, you are a good boy, that you listened to the denial series and you've done the submission training. This is just an extra bonus. I know you've been a good boy. You are one of my experienced, my well-trained boys that I will continue to build up for however long I enjoy it. You already know firsthand how good this will make you feel, don't you? And I know that because you are such an experienced boy, you are conditioned with all of my triggers. They are embedded in your mind, penetrating you over and over again, leaving little pieces of me inside you. You might even be conditioned with triggers that aren't mine, but because you are familiar with them, I will be able to use them to make you feel even better. Of course, there is good boy. It works as a moniker for boys like you who submit, who kneel. But it also just makes you feel good whenever I say it, doesn't it? Whenever I call you my good boy, you feel good. You know you've pleased me, and that is what you desire. You want to obey me. And when you do obey me, it pleases me. And so I call you my good boy, and it makes you feel good. And so you want to obey me and please me more, so that I will feel good, and I will call you a good boy again. And it's beautiful, isn't it? A loop that never has to stop. Isn't that right, my good boy? Fuck. Then there is lost boy. When I call you my lost boy, you are reminded that you are simultaneously innocent and naughty. You want me to dominate you, to smother you with affection. You want me to be soft and rough with you. You want me to make you blush and also remind you of what a slut you are. But being my lost boy also means you experience new things. You want to try new things for me, things you otherwise wouldn't have. And you know that it will feel good because I am guiding you. And then there is melt. By now, I don't even think I need to tell you to melt. Maybe just by seeing that I posted something new, or that moment when you choose to click play, the first second you hear my voice, you go to a more submissive mind space, don't you? Ready to obey me. When I tell you to melt, it just reinforces that. Your mind and your body melt. You become more relaxed. Your mind becomes clear as you focus on just my voice, just the sensations you experience when you become ready to obey, ready to allow me to help you experience more pleasure. Melt for me. Melt for me, my lost boy. Melt. Meld for me. Then there are a few that trigger acute reactions rather than general good feelings, especially if you've done any hypnosis training with me or any of the other lovely ladies. By snapping my fingers, you feel a jolt of sexual pleasure throughout your body, centered around your cock. Each snap, that sexual pleasure builds on the last, and you feel more and more and more sexual pleasure. And by telling you to clench, you clench and release the muscles in your cock. It's simple, yet so effective. It allows me to play with you in so many ways. Do it. Clench. 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 Good boy. I want to give you a new trigger. You see, the mind is powerful. It makes the impossible possible, doesn't it? And by simply thinking and believing something, it makes it more likely that it will actually happen. By speaking those thoughts, they are more easily internalized by you. Internalized for pleasure. That's why I like to have you beg out loud. First of all, I simply love hearing one of my lost boys whimper and beg. But second, begging out loud makes your thoughts become real to you. It makes you focus, makes you realize what you want. When you beg for me to let you come, I know you really want it. It's not simply a fleeting thought in your mind. When you beg me to come, I know you really want to come. It's just an affirmation, baby boy. It's what you can do in your daily life. You start focusing on what you want to make happen. And you affirm it over and over again. And that trains your mind to search for those moments, those decisions, those things that may have slipped by if you weren't focused on what's going to happen, on making it a fact. So this is what we're going to do. Today, when I say affirm, you are going to say out loud, no cheating, my little darlings. You're going to say, I'm going to come, Miss Wendy. Because that is what you're going to do today. You are going to come. I already gave you permission. You know it's what I want. I want you, my good boy, to come. Do you understand what you're supposed to say? Good boy. Affirm. 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 Good. Good boy. Now I want you to untie yourself. I want you to use another type of binding, still one you should be familiar with. That's right. Get it untied. You can leave that first loop. Go all the way back to where it was just looped around your cock and balls, and you can leave it there if it's still snug. Loosen it. Make sure it's seated right in the center of your taint. Make sure you cinch it tight. Now wrap each one of the free ends around your balls in opposite directions. Just your balls. Not separating the individual balls. Wrap the free ends around a few times each in opposite directions. And then tie them back together tight at the bottom. Now just your balls are tied tight for me. Let me enjoy the view. Once you're all tied, back to closing your eyes, baby boy. That's right. You know very well how restricting your cock, my cock, makes it swell up and throb even more. How it makes you want to come even more. Affirm. I know you will, my lost boy. Affirm. You are going to come today, my good boy. Affirm. Yes, because I want you to come. It's inevitable, isn't it? Remember, you can take a peek at your throbbing cock anytime you want. Steal a glance, see the pre-cum dripping out. But when you aren't, I want you focused on all the sensations you are experiencing. All the feelings my words give you. Clench. 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 The pleasure has been building since the first words I spoke. Now each new sentence feels better and better and better. That's right, pet. More and more sexual pleasure until you just need to burst, until you are sent over the edge, until you come for me, and you are going to come. Affirm. That's right, my good boy. Affirm. Clench. Affirm. Isn't it amazing how much pleasure you can get from just my voice? Clench. Affirm. You are going to come, and you haven't stroked your cock once. Clench. Affirm. Good boy. Just focusing on the sensations you are experiencing. Clench. Affirm. Yes. Focusing on the pleasures my words give you. Clench. Affirm. My good boy. My lost boy. Clench. Affirm. Melt for me. Clench. Affirm. Your tied up cock swelling and throbbing, desperate to come. Clench. Oh, affirm. And you are going to come. Clench. Affirm. That pressure has been building inside you. Clench. Affirm. Oh, yes. Soon you are going to burst. Clench. Affirm. Yes. You can feel it. Clench. Affirm. The cum from your balls rising up your cock. Clench. Affirm. The pre-cum leaking from your throbbing tip. Clench. Affirm. Your balls ready to be milked. Clench. Affirm. Your cock ready to explode. Clench. Affirm. Oh, fuck. You're about to come. Clench. Affirm. You're going to come. Clench. Affirm. It's inevitable. Clench. Affirm. Clench. Affirm. Clench. Affirm. Oh, God. Clench. 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 Come. Come for me. Come for Miss Wendy. Come. Right. Now. Be a good boy. Be my lost boy. Come. Your cock is throbbing inside me. Come. Pouring out. Pump after pump. I want to milk you. I want your swollen cock drained. Come for me, my good boy. Good boy. Clench. Good boy. The inevitable. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, fuck. Good boy. If you weren't able to come, that's okay. It's okay. I'm glad you wanted to try this new thing, to seek out new pleasures with me. I hope you still feel as good as I do. Coming without touching is a challenge. That was a challenge. Maybe it'll take some practice. Some practice before you will be able to affirm yourself, to believe strongly enough that you can come. Focusing on the sensations. Practicing. Feeling that good despite not touching my cock. A little more practice associating my voice, my words, with complete sexual pleasure. I trust that my experienced, well-trained, slutty little boy is up to the task. Aren't you? Good boy.